Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Happy New Year, guys. 2012, we've made it to another year. Talking Metal has been podcasting with all you great listeners since 2005. So thanks for all your support, guys. I just got another donation. I wanted to mention that from Mayor McCheese, I think, who I think is on the forum, or at least he used to be. I don't know. I know that name. You've definitely, that's right. Mayor McCheese, 2K. That's his email address. I won't give out the rest of it just in case he doesn't want it. But dude, thank you very, very much for your very generous. Oh, John Walker is his real name. John Walker. Thank you very much for your very generous donation. Talking Metal, of course, is listener-supported, so let's start the new year off right by giving Talking Metal a PayPal donation. Go to our site and do it. Do it up. Hit the PayPal button. Send me $5. That would be very nice. I'd appreciate it. Again, Talking Metal, listener-supported. And on TalkingMetal.com, of course, we have both our streams up there, Stream A and Stream B, rocking you 24/7. So check on in with the streams for good music, and we're constantly changing the music up, so hopefully it doesn't get too stale for you guys. Big news, we are back for Talking Metal Live this January 10th, coming up very soon. It's a Tuesday night. We'll be going live. John Astronomy, Mark Striegel will go live on Stream A. So to hear it live, this is what you do. You go to TalkingMetal.com, and then you see our Stream A, Stream B players there on the right-hand side of the screen. You click on that A player, and you will hear us live without a net. So tune on in. We're going to be doing something special that day, at least tentatively. We're planning to shoot another Talking Metal TV show. And we'll see. Right now, we're trying to get some people in place that maybe could help us financially with it. Maybe even air it on their TV station. None of that's in place yet. And it's always a long shot with stuff like that. But we're going to go ahead and do our own episode. We're going to shoot it ourselves and edit it ourselves. And it should. We'll see what happens. We're going to shoot video the night of Talking Metal Live. And again, please tune in. It's great to have some listeners with us live when we're doing the show. So hopefully that wasn't too confusing. Basically, we're doing a live show on January 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. And you'll be able to tune in. Of course, we'll podcast it after the fact. Probably break it up into 3 podcasts, which is what we usually do. But in addition to all that, we're going to be rolling film. You know, you don't roll film anymore. You just have digital cameras for the most part. But we're going to be shooting video, I should say. And most likely, we'll edit it together into a TV version of the Talking Metal Live radio show, which we've done before. That's not a new thing. We did that when we had Halford on and the Metal Nurse and the Revolver guys. And that's up on our YouTube page at youtube.com/talkingmetal. Man, what a crazy year it was for metal. It's always a crazy year. So much shit going down, as always. So much good stuff, I would say. Sabbath, back together, the original Sabbath. I just finished Tony Iommi's book. Excellent read if you haven't read it. And it's interesting, you know, learned actually probably more about Iommi's relationship with Dio from the book than I did about Ozzy's relationship with Iommi, which of course is in the book quite extensively, but a lot of the stuff I'd already heard about the Ozzy years, but I learned a lot about Dio. I mean, it is interesting. A few quick little tidbits for you guys, and again, I encourage you to go out and buy the book. But Iommi says that, you know, when they got together first, if you don't know this, when Iommi, basically the Sabbath was broken up and Iommi just kind of started working with Dio, and it was unknown whether they were even going to call it Sabbath. But they did in the end, and Geezer didn't come back until the very last minute, really, it sounds like, and just contributed bass lines to the Heaven and Hell album. He wasn't really involved, from what I understand, involved in the songwriting that much. Bill Ward, of course, played on Heaven and Hell, and I guess he kind of freaked out after Heaven and Hell came out, and they ended up getting Vinny Appice to come in. And they went on to tour with Vinny. I think they played a handful of dates with Bill, but they went on to tour with Vinny for Heaven and Hell. Of course, then Vinny, Ronnie, Geezer, and Tony Iommi went back into the studio to do Mob Rules. And the interesting thing with that is it sounds like tensions started to kind of flare during that. I believe Iommi says that as they were kind of recording that record, they got wind that Dio was already planning a solo career and had a record deal in place for solo records, and it was kind of awkward. Of course, they did tour, you know, for that record, Mob Rules, but they knew all along that Dio was already kind of at work at putting together the Holy Diver record. So it sounds like that Dio band, you know, which of course included Vinny, who was also in Black Sabbath at that point, Vinny Appice, that is, the original Dio band, Vivian Campbell and Jimmy Bain rounding that out, was already in place and possibly even recording and working on material. I don't know if they were recording, but definitely working on material while Ronnie James Dio and Vinny Appice were still in Sabbath. So that's something I never really knew. And I read the Martin Popoff book on Sabbath, and I don't recall that being mentioned in there. So that was new information to me. But a great read. And this is, by the way, a little Ronnie James Dio and Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Vinny Appice with Heaven and Hell, their band, which I always thought was a little silly that they called it Heaven and Hell. But this is Heaven and Hell on the Talking Metal Podcast.
Change.
That was Heaven and Hell on the Talking Metal podcast, Rocking You. A little information about that song, by the way. It is the first song on the Heaven and Hell record, The Devil You Know. It's called Adam and Evil. And that song is exclusively, according to Iommi's book, written by Ronnie James Dio. The rest of the Sabbath guys, or Heaven and Hell guys, if you will, weren't really that involved. Dio brought that song to the band once they got back together, you know, and for the second time, you know, and they were really into that. They were really into that. Of course, they had toured and had been back together for a while by the time they got to recording The Devil You Know. But so that. From what Iommi says, I mean, that's obviously Vinny Appice and Geezer and Tony Iommi playing on that, but that's a Dio song that he wrote all the riffs for. He wrote the whole song on his own, according to Tony Iommi, and it was the opening track on Heaven and Hell's The Devil You Know record, which I'm currently listening to on Spotify. You guys got to get Spotify, I tell you. I hate promoting it because I know it's like an iTunes killer, and iTunes is how everybody gets the podcast, but I fucking love it, man. I fucking love it. Spotify, good shit. Again, please join us. Another plug here for the Talking Metal live show this coming Tuesday or the following Tuesday, depending on how fast I post this particular episode. January 10th, Tuesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, Talking Metal Live. John Astronomy, Mark Striegel in the studio. Not sure who we're going to have as a guest yet. We're still kind of trying to line up some guests. There's this alternative rock guy named Ryan Adams, not to be confused with Brian Adams. Ryan Adams, quite respected, you know, in the hipster world, if you will. But turns out Ryan Adams, he was actually at Ronnie James Dio's funeral. He's a big metal fan. You might not know it from listening to his music, but he is. And he recently covered Wasted Years, an acoustic version of Wasted Years, which I think is really chilling when I listen to it. So we were going to invite him down to the podcast on the 10th to see if he would play that for us in the studio. Highly unlikely. I mean, I won't say highly unlikely, but it seems like it might be a long shot, but we are attempting to line that up. John Astronomy is actually working on that right now. John Astronomy Ostrowski, using his real name a little more now since the Ace book, Ace Frehley. If you haven't read that one, that's another one. You can actually use the Amazon link on talkingmetal.com. Go buy that Ace book. Go buy the Tony Iommi book. Buy any purchase you need to make on Amazon, and that helps us out tremendously. It supports what we do on Talking Metal. We get a small kickback, and nothing. There's no markup if you use the Talking Metal link to get to Amazon. It's just an extra step, basically. So if you're going to buy something on Amazon, go to talkingmetal.com first, find our Amazon link, and use that to open your Amazon, and then go make your purchase of whatever the hell you're going to buy. And believe it or not, we get like a 2%, 3%, I don't even know, small kickback on that. But if you're buying something that's, you know, $100 or something, that's not bad. We get a couple bucks from you, and we appreciate that. Actually, probably even more than a couple bucks. Yeah, so I got a whole glam metal hard rock episode planned out, and looking forward to doing that for you. I decided just to kind of wing it today. But 2011, a lot of stuff always happening in metal. We've been hearing, if you want to consider Van Halen metal, I do. I think they you know, got pop songs, but they got a few songs that definitely are metal. On Fire. Go listen to On Fire off the first Van Halen record. Doesn't get much heavier than that, guys. But Van Halen, supposedly, I always say that word wrong. It's embarrassing. Supposedly coming back with a new record very soon. A new video has been shot, so looking forward to that. Michael Anthony-less Van Halen. I'm sitting in my den right now, and it's like both my kids are napping, and there's like construction going on at the house next to us, and the fuckers are like yelling. Pisses me off. So yeah, I'm going to wrap this up, but I look forward to chatting with you guys more. And I'm trying to think of any other random news. Megadeth had a new record out. There was the Big Four concert. I guess that was pretty big. There was the Metallica disaster with Lulu, which a couple of you guys emailed in and saying you agreed with me that the four songs they immediately released, the Death Magnetic leftovers that were released on iTunes, was Damage Control for Lulu. I think that was the case, and I also think that Damage Control has continued because Metallica have announced that they're going back into the studio with Rick Rubin, who is also the guy doing the new Black Sabbath record, which I'm excited about. You know, when I first heard Ozzy might get back together with Sabbath, I was like, eh. I thought maybe I was more excited for an Ozzy solo record that was going to return to maybe that early 80s sound. But now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the Sabbath reunion with a new album. And apparently also in Tony Iommi's book, by the way, his right hand specifically is not in the I think it's his right hand. Maybe it's his left. I can't remember. No, it's his right hand. Yeah, it's not in the shape. And remember, he's a lefty. He plays lefty. But it's not in really good shape. I mean, obviously, back in the day, he had those two fingers clipped. But he's also got attacked by a dog a couple times in more recent years. So hoping he can still jam out the tunes for us. But I'm excited to see Sabbath again. And hear a potential new record from them with Rick Rubin behind the boards. Because I tell you, I don't like everything Rick Rubin does, but I always respect it. And I think he brings out the best in artists, and in most of the stuff he puts out, I do like. Whether it's, you know, I didn't like go crazy over the Dixie Chicks or anything like that, but I heard their record a few times. It was actually really freaking good, you know. And from Slayer to Metallica to Danzig to freaking Johnny Cash. I mean, the guy has put out so much good stuff. Even the Tom Petty record he did, great. So I'm excited to hear the new Black Sabbath record. They had tried to do something with him once before, but it didn't end up happening. So, yeah, excited to hear it. Excited to hear it. Let's get into some music and round this show out. This is, God forbid, Broken Promises. We'll be right back.
vision. The clothes you wear are visible.
God forbid, here on the Talking Metal podcast. Byron, of course, jammed Slayer with us, a Slayer track with us a number of years back. South of Heaven, it was called. It's on YouTube, on our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/talkingmetal. That's one thing we're anxious to maybe try again. It's just, it's financially always looked like it was going to cost us money to do new Talking Metal jams. So we're going to see. John and I are, I will tell you this, we are attempting to maybe do some more Talking Metal jams in 2012. I'm hesitant to say it. Somebody told me you should never, never say what you're going to do. You should just do it. So I'm hesitant to say it, but I already said it. So there you go. We would like to. So let's see what happens. I actually have a contact, an email exchange going with Alex Grossi, who's in the new Quiet Riot, if you will, who, you know, with Frankie Benelli, and I guess Chuck Wright is in it too. I have this vision that wouldn't it be amazing if we could do a Talking Metal jam with those guys? I know Kevin's not in the band anymore, but whatever. And do a Slade song. One of the Slade songs that they haven't done. Of course, they did My Mama, We're All Crazy Now and Come On, Feel the Noise. What if we did a different Slade song with them for a Talking Metal jam? Wouldn't that be fun? I doubt they'll go for it, but we're trying. They're rolling through town in a couple weeks, three or four weeks, actually. So we'll see. I actually asked Dan Lorenzo if he'd jam a High Spirit song with us, the Night After Night song, and he didn't like the song, which I think was crazy. Freaking great song, Night After Night by High Spirits. Love it, love it, love it. Let's listen to it right now. We'll be right back. That was High Spirits with Night After Night. High Spirits coming out of Chicago. And rocking us hard as ever. Lo-fi rock, I like to call it. Lo-fi metal-ish type of vibe there. We're going to wrap things up here on the podcast. I like talking with you guys. Thanks for dealing with the iPhone memo feature today. What I do is I throw this into GarageBand on my computer. I add the songs in. I put a little equalizer on the voice, EQ it a bit, you know, try to make it sound a little better. And it's so much easier to just freaking hit record on the iPhone than having to set up my microphones and all this bullshit. So looking at some new mics, though, I saw this mic called the Yeti Pro. It's a direct USB mic that goes into your computer. $250. It's got to sound good, right? But I can't afford it at the moment, but maybe someday this year I'll pick that up. Because right now I run my Phantom Power mics into like a kind of a preamp, if you will, and that it's a USB preamp, and then that goes into my computer, and that usually sounds pretty good, you know. But it'd be nice to just be able to plug in a USB mic into my computer, and that's it. I do have one that freaking sucks, so I'm not using that one anymore. But that's that. Anyways, yeah, today's show, none of that. Just talking right into the iPhone. Send me an email. Let me know what you're up to. TalkingMetal@yahoo.com. This is Nevermore with Final Product.